Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland. You're watching Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and Metro East Community Media. With me today is Senator Chris Gorsuch, running for Oregon D Senate District 25, which covers far northeast Portland and parts of Gresham and Troutdale. Welcome, Senator Gorsuch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
Well, I am a longtime community college instructor at Mallard Community College. Started back in '96. I'm also part-time at Portland State University. In previous times, I worked as a retail clerk, and I also was a Portland police officer back in the 1980s. I am running to continue the work that I've been involved in since I first was elected to the House in 2013. We've managed to do a lot of, I think, good things legislatively for citizens of my district, and I hope to continue doing that and working with my two representative colleagues, Rep. Ruiz and Rep. Hudson, moving forward.
Thank you. What changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
Well, climate change is a huge issue, and it's extremely important. I've been teaching about it for years. I teach geography as one of my subjects, and I think one of the very first things that we have to do is focus on how we move people around. We know that the transportation sector contributes quite a bit to greenhouse gas emissions. And so we have to speed things up, as it were. One of the problems in trying to convince people, for instance, to take mass transit in the Portland metropolitan area is that it's not terribly quick. And so, if you have to commute a long distance, say somebody from my district in East County, and you work in Hillsborough or Beaverton, places like that, it may take you a very, very long time on max to get across the city. And so, one of the things that we have to do to incentivize change from using our own personal automobiles to mass transit, which helps a lot with greenhouse gas emissions, is we have to make it quick and efficient so that people can still use these mass transit services in a way that still allows them to take care of all the other needs that they have, in their lives with school and work and children and everything else. I think there are other things too that we can do. Certainly, trying to increase green building initiatives so that we're using less energy in these buildings. Reforestation and conservation is extremely important as well. We know that trees are an important place for carbon sequestration. And the state has, I think, an important role to play in terms of any sort of research and development grants that we can offer that enhances these sorts of research activities towards climate change. Renewable energy is another one that we should be incentivizing as much as possible, and energy efficient rebates. I am not saying this lightly, or kind of I'm not being flip when I say this is the issue, I think, of our time, and especially for my children and grandchildren, everybody's children and grandchildren, it's going to mean a lot to them in terms of what we've been able to accomplish now, in terms of how their future will look.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? Please explain your answer.
So I do support that. And, you know, one of the things is politics is difficult. And especially when we're dealing with such an important issue, the way the districts are drawn really means a lot in terms of who gets elected. And I would prefer that this be an independent body making these decisions than the majority party that's in control when the redistricting is done. Now, that said, I think that that means that the process of selecting people, we need to select bipartisan folks that are very concerned about the efficacy of elections and are very interested in a balanced approach to these things. So, you know, it's we've seen in other parts of the country where gerrymandering is just, you know, all over the place, and these districts don't make much sense, but it helps to pull in who you want to get elected. And so I like the idea of having a bipartisan group working on this. And it needs to be a transparent process. And as I said, it also needs to be fair. And, you know, there will be some of my colleagues who will prefer to have the legislature do this. But I just think it would maybe also increase people's confidence in the system if it was something that was being decided by a more neutral third party. So I would definitely support that move.
Thank you so much. I regret to say that we are out of time.
Oh, no.
And it goes very quickly. I want to thank you, Senator Gorsuch, for joining us today. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Chris Gorsuch, running for State Senate District 25. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning on May 1st. Please be sure to inform yourself about candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest and attention.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.